We are continuing our 68-team college basketball preview. Third year we've done this, taking a look at the NCAA men's basketball tournament teams from last year. Give it a little bit of a break from all of the football madness. And Bryson Gordon is with us. He covers Liberty for the News in Advance there in Lynchburg, Virginia. Bryson, how are we doing today?
Doing great, man. Like you said, it's the heart of football season. We got a massive rivalry game coming up here in Lynchburg between Liberty and James Madison, but always happy to talk basketball. That seems to be, even when Liberty is good in football, basketball's exciting around here, especially with what Richie McKay did last year. So excited to talk about it.
Yeah, last year, let's start there. They go 28-7. They make it to the NCAA tournament, win the Conference USA, just the second year in the Conference USA. Not the first time that Richie McKay has led Liberty to the NCAA tournament, but what made their success last year? What was behind it?
Yeah, I think last year they were a really connected team, and I think that was what kind of helped them get through a lot of the some close games. They had a really tough game in the Conference USA tournament against Kennesaw State, where they engineered an incredible comeback in the second half. They were trailing for a lot of the game. Caden Matheny is probably a name. If you watched Liberty, you heard him, you saw him. He's a 5'10" point guard. He shoots the lights out. Yeah, kind of alongside Colin Porter, who's their other backcourt mate with him. And Matheny got hot there against Kennesaw State and really allowed them to win. And so I think the connectivity, obviously, if you want to talk about the on-court stuff, they were an incredible shooting team led by Matheny. Taylen Peter was a recent NBA draft selection. It was a shocker to a lot of people around here. He was actually the first in the modern era for Liberty basketball this year, got selected by the Pacers. And so those three guys, did a really good job shooting the basketball, kept them in a lot of games. And then I think, just in general, Liberty's defense, right? A lot of it's made about the pack line defense with Richie McKay. But last year, he had a really veteran team, and they really started to grow into, all their roles in that defense. And so I think by the end of the season, just kind of McKay's ability to get the team to gel, and the team, it was a veteran group, and I think everything was a perfect fit. And in Conference USA tournament, man, it was a good run. It was a fun tournament to watch, and they certainly had their ups and downs, but they truly looked like the best team out of Conference USA last year. And that's not something you could say about a lot of conference champions across college basketball.
Right. They were able to make their way to the NCAA tournament. What was learned from that NCAA tournament trip? Obviously, they run into Oregon and kind of get blasted a little bit. But, when it comes to last year in the NCAA tournament, the mid-majors, that's just kind of how it went. There weren't too many Cinderella stories. What do you think they learned from that experience that maybe that can be applied this year?
Yeah, I think it was a great learning experience. It was exciting for the program, I know, for them to get back to the tournament. There was some consternation going around with them, joining Conference USA a couple years ago, and they had, pretty much a 500 year in McKay's first year. So there was a lot of concern and a lot of people upset about how his tenure was going to go, how it was going to end up looking. And for him to bounce back last year and get that tournament run, it was huge. I think there was just a general happiness to be back. But mm-hmm. As I mentioned, some of the guys that were there last year, Caden Matheny, Colin Porter, Zach Cleveland, a really important forward that Liberty has. Everything kind of runs through him, even though he's a 6'7" forward. Those guys played on the team last year against Oregon, so they're going to bring all that experience back. If you watch the game against the Ducks, Liberty certainly looked, outmatched physically. They got off to an extremely poor shooting start, which was uncharacteristic for them. They had to go all the way out, to the West Coast. They played out in Seattle for the tournament game. It was a long flight, a long week for them. And I think, had they gotten off to a little bit better of a start shooting-wise, they maybe could have, hung around and had one of their signature games where they pour in a bunch of threes and keep it close. But I think there was a point early in the game where, they had shot the ball so poorly. Oregon had raced out such a big lead. And it was like, man, Liberty's only chance here is just, shooting as many threes as they can, and ultimately couldn't get that done. And I think just the experience of being back is huge. And then for some of the guys that got to play, right, Brett Decker is a rising sophomore. He had a little bit of time to play in that game. And some other guys, too, that had some opportunity to get their feet wet in tournament experience against a big team. And that's valuable when you bring back a lot of your starting five like Liberty is this year.
Yeah, so that's interesting too, in the fact that obviously when it comes to where we are right now in college sports, really it's about keeping your roster together. How is Liberty able to do that? I know they do have a pretty good NIL type situation there from football, but I guess maybe that spans into basketball too.
Yeah, Liberty's been, I would say that they've been pretty fortunate, with the NIL era and in the revenue sharing era, especially with how things have kind of changed now with the NIL, part of it going internal partially. In Liberty's case, they did a phenomenal job retaining these guys. And I think in a lot of cases, it came down to, for some of it, where was their other home at necessarily? I mentioned Colin Porter and Caden Matheny. They are smaller guards. They're 6 foot tall. On a good day, they're listed below that. most of the time. And you know, maybe they don't have a fit necessarily somewhere else in college, but they have an incredible fit in Richie McKay's offense because they know how to run it. They know how to you know, get open. They know how he likes to his offense to be commanded. And same in the defense. You know, they are small, but they do not get overpowered on defense. I think Colin Porter was actually, you know, despite being one of the smaller guys on the team, he was one of their better defenders last year. And so getting those three guys back is important. And it comes from, in my opinion, you know, just a kind of the continuity that McKay brings to the team. One important name that I think is going to be the biggest for them to overcome in a loss column is Peter, Talen Peter, like I said earlier, you know, was drafted by the Indiana Pacers. That came as a bit of a surprise. He snuck in there in the second round. And I think it was back in the 80s that the last time Liberty had an NBA draft selection. And that was when the draft was, you know, so many more rounds than it was than it is now. And so replacing a guy like Peter is huge, but you know, the ability to bring back Zach Cleveland, who, as I mentioned, Liberty likes to run through him, even though he's a big forward, bringing back Caden Matheny, bringing back Colin Porter. And then an injury to Isaiah Enan last year, you know, 9 games into the year was huge. Liberty kind of struggled on the rebounding side of things last year whenever he went down. But he's expected to be back this year full go. And so he's a former Minnesota transfer and actually had he I would say he was probably Liberty's best player before going down with a knee injury last year. And so being able to keep him around, you know, even though he didn't play much last year, and keep him in the program and getting him going, I think that's probably going to be the most exciting part for Liberty, is seeing what they can get out of Isaiah Enan this year.
Bryson Gordon again covering Liberty Athletics for News in Advance in Lynchburg, Virginia, talking Liberty basketball in our 68 team preview today. And Bryson, I guess when it comes to this year's team, obviously a lot coming back. Any newcomers that you see make an impact?
Yeah, I think just because that there are some options, you know, to fill. I mentioned Peter's spot. Javon Moffmer is another guy who graduated and left Liberty's program. They brought in a couple guys that didn't reach too deep in the portal, at least as deep as they did last year, because they didn't have as many needs. But J.J. Harper, he's a 6'5 guard who transferred up from the Division II level, I want to say, West Liberty was actually where he played. No affiliation to the Liberty University. But he's making the jump, and that's kind of similar to what Javon Moffmer did last year. You know, Moffmer and Peter both came from, you know, Division II, Division III ranks to join Liberty last year. And so Harper, your 6'5 guard, kind of fits that role that Moffmer is vacating. So I think that's going to be important to see from him. And I mentioned Enan. I would really, you know, call him a newcomer. He played in 8 games last year. And because he left, you know, because of his injury, you know, Liberty was forced to completely change how they played. Like, you know, Enan is a 6'9 forward. He likes to shoot the ball, but he was, you know, he was their best rebounder, even with Zach Cleveland on the team. And so getting him back, getting him healthy, I think that's going to be, you know, just an addition based off who we thought they were over the final 30 games of last year. And then he has some interesting freshmen. I would say, you know, guys like TJ Drain, Brady Kester, and Drew Grimes. Those are some guys that, you know, he's recruited. Xander Carter is another freshman who is coming to the program. And then I think just another guy that's due for a huge step up in playing time is Brett Decker Jr. He's another guard from Kentucky, and he shot the ball really well last year, plays behind Porter and Matheny. But I think there's going to be an opportunity for him to get some playing time because with Matheny and Porter being seniors kind of on their way out, I think, you know, Decker's probably the future of that position at Liberty. And so I'm sure McKay wants to get him some run and see what he's got out of him.
This could be a little bit deeper than right now that we know because of, you know, roster movement. But any idea on the rest of the Conference USA? And, you know, with what's coming back for Liberty, I'm guessing they would be, you know, projected to be, if not the champion, somewhere up there in the top two or three.
Yeah, I would expect Liberty to be the preseason favorite when the polls come out. If Conference USA doesn't, they actually didn't do a preseason poll in football, so it'll be interesting to see if they do that in basketball. But I would anticipate them being the favorite. You know, Kennesaw State was a team last year that I thought had, you know, probably the second most, you know, top end talent. Jacksonville State, obviously, it was who Liberty played in the conference championship game. But, you know, Jacksonville State lost their best player. Kennesaw State lost, you know, Adrian Woolley to Louisville, who was an incredible player. He was one of the best freshmen in the conference last year. And then just thinking down to Sam Houston as well, Lamar Wilkerson is on the road. I think he's up in Indiana at this point. So, you know, there's been so much change, so much turnover in Conference USA, and it hasn't hit Liberty. But I think they have to be, you know, kind of the going away favorite. As far as some of the other programs in Conference USA, I think we'll bounce back. I would assume Jacksonville State, you know, will be pretty good under, you know, Harper. You know, that's a team that usually is well coached and usually figures things out towards the back half of the season. And elsewhere, I think Middle Tennessee should be in line for a little bit of a better season. And I think UTEP, I saw some things from UTEP last year. I thought they were better than maybe their record indicated. So they could be a team, like I said, there's so much turnover. I think we're going to have to wait to see in the early season what a lot of some of these teams have. But just based off of, you know, some of the coaching names and some of the guys who I know are returning, I would consider UTEP to be, you know, one of potentially the better teams in Conference USA this year too.
Bryson Gordon again talking Liberty Hoops on our 68 team college basketball preview. Bryson, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. And I know, again, right in the middle of football, enjoy the rest of football season and into basketball, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on. It's going to be a fun one. I think the NIL era has been good to college basketball, believe it or not. I think it's made it much more exciting. And I'm sure you're going to see, you know, Liberty and NC State. That's one matchup that they have coming up. So going to be exciting times like that for Liberty. I encourage you to catch them this year because they might be a team you see in March.
Right on. Bryson, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.